I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about a brainy new study on chronic pain, how female frogs play dead to avoid having to deal with male frogs, and a possible breakthrough on avian flu that involves editing chickens.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity.
A new study is suggesting that some chronic pain is all in the mind.
Okay, no, wait, stop. Stop right there. That sounds like the biggest kind of gaslighting. Like, imagine going to your doctor and complaining about pain, and then they tell you it's just a figment of your imagination. That would be the worst.
Okay, let me back up a little bit, because this study is actually really cool and could lead to treatments that could help potentially millions of people who suffer from chronic pain.
Okay, you've got my attention. I'm still skeptical.
Fair enough. So let's talk about chronic pain.
All right, this has been a pretty regular topic on the show for years.
Absolutely, because it is a massive global problem. By some estimates, nearly 1 in 5 people around the world suffer from chronic pain, and that is pain that lasts for at least 3 months at a time. While there are all sorts of causes, the fact remains that chronic pain stinks. Like, it disrupts everything. People who suffer from it have trouble going to work, taking care of their families. You know, you don't want to see your friends. It's really pervasive, which can also take a huge toll on mental health.
So yeah, it's no wonder we talk a lot about it. I know scientists have put a ton of time and energy into trying to figure it out, but now you're telling me it's all in our heads?
Not exactly. This study's lead author, Yoni Ashar, from the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus, wanted to see if attributing pain to mind or brain processes would lead to pain relief in something called pain reprocessing therapy.
Okay, but pain reprocessing therapy sounds like something that happens in, like, a shipping warehouse in a creepy movie.
It's definitely a little more scientific than that. Pain reprocessing therapy, or PRT, is a way to get people to view pain signals sent to the brain as being less threatening. It's based on the premise that the brain can feel pain even when there's no injury or long after an injury has healed. The idea is that people can basically unlearn pain.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I guess that sounds a little less gaslighty. It's kind of like retraining your brain to react to pain in a different way.
Right. The study analyzed patients with chronic back pain and focused on what they called pain attribution. That's people's belief about the causes of their pain. They wanted to see if attributing their pain to mind or brain processes during PRT would lead to pain relief.
So they're basically trying to convince the participants that the pain wasn't in their backs, it was in their brains.
Or that the pain wasn't just in their backs, that their minds had a lot more to do with it than they thought.
Sure. Okay, I see. So if you believe that your brain has something to do with the pain, then you can kind of, I don't know, like change your mind to get rid of the pain?
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. And the results of the study were surprising. Over 150 people with moderately severe chronic back pain took part in the study, and 2/3 of those treated with PRT were pain-free or nearly pain-free afterwards.
Oh, okay, wait. So 2/3, that actually feels like a huge breakthrough.
It could be, for sure. Of course, it should go without saying, this is not a cure-all. If you have chronic pain, it's important not to ignore it or just wish it away. You need to get treatment. But these researchers say this study shows just how important it is for doctors to have conversations with their patients about the root causes of their pain. And to remember that when you have a pain in your back, or, you know, your knee or your little finger, it's actually your brain that's feeling it.
All right. Okay. So next time somebody tells me I'm imagining the pain, I will avoid giving them the side-eye look of death. But I mean, no holds barred, I might still punch someone.
That's fair.
Female frogs have been observed doing something that most human women wish they could pull off from time to time. When an annoying male shows up, they pretend to be dead.
Okay.
Seriously.
I feel like if humans did that, every nightclub would have to have like really soft padded floors for all the ladies just pretending to fall over dead.
Exactly, right? Yes. So researchers wanted to better understand how certain species maintain and maximize reproductive fitness.
How on earth is playing dead going to maximize the reproductive fitness of anything?
I am so glad you asked. So the thing is, every species is different when it comes to reproduction. But in most, if not all species, males and females go about reproduction in different ways, right? The classical sexual selection theory says that selection is driven in females by choice and in males by combat. And those differences can cause conflict.
Combat usually comes with some level of conflict, I'd say.
Yeah, okay, so sure. So take the European common frog, which was observed for this study. These little guys breed explosively.
I'm not entirely sure what that means, but it sounds intense.
It basically means that they focus all of their breeding in a finite amount of time. So imagine a huge rainfall happens, and for some frog species, it's like a starter's pistol. They all race to a pond and try to mate as fast as they can over the course of a day or two.
Hmm. Explosive.
Exactly. It's a frenzy. And it's been observed that several male frogs will all climb onto the back of a single female in an attempt to mate.
I can see how that could be annoying for a female.
You think?
I get it.
But it's actually worse than that. It can actually be deadly. And if the male's craziness kills the female, well,
they can't reproduce.
Exactly. So the researchers involved with the study wanted to figure out what strategies the females used to get these hoppy little dudes off their backs. In the past, researchers thought the females were basically defenseless. But this team realized that the risk of death was fairly high for females in such a mating frenzy, and they wanted to figure out how, then, they were still so successful in mating.
The females played dead.
And that's not all. In fact, the most frequent tactic was something called, you know, just body rotation. The females would turn their bodies and basically just dunk the males underwater. The males would have to let go, or else they would drown. But if that doesn't work,
feigning death ought to do the trick.
Yep. This new finding shows that even in explosive breeding situations, female frogs have strategies to avoid undesirable mating, and they're not as defenseless as previously believed. Ought to be a frog.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A strain of highly contagious avian influenza began making the rounds in bird populations last year, and the results have been devastating. Farmers have lost or had to cull more than 58 million poultry birds, like chickens. By some estimates, this round of bird flu is going to cost the agriculture industry nearly $700 million once it's all said and done.
You hear about avian flu usually in the context of the threat it could pose to humans, but it's hard to wrap your head around the impact it has on all those birds. That's 58 million?
Yep, and some economists estimate that an outbreak in 2015 cost the industry nearly $3.5 billion, all told. Yeah, while the risk to humans is pretty low, there is some concern that the virus could adapt to infect humans and other mammals more easily. That's why a new study using CRISPR tech is getting researchers in the field pretty excited.
Okay, so anyone who listens to this show on the regular knows about CRISPR. It's the technology that allows scientists to literally edit genes with incredible precision.
Exactly. It's like taking a tiny scalpel and slicing out a little piece of our genetic code, making a couple of upgrades, and just slotting it right back where they found it. And in this case, scientists already knew that avian influenza relies on a couple of proteins in the host for it to replicate. If you want to get detailed, the proteins are called ANP32A and ANP32B.
Okay, but those sound like droids in a Star Wars movie.
Well, these are not the droids you're looking for if you're a chicken and there's an outbreak of avian flu. Of course, all chickens have these proteins, which is why they are so susceptible to the virus.
And I'm guessing researchers tried to edit that protein.
Bingo. When they used CRISPR to edit the ANP32A protein, they found that those edited chickens showed no negative health effects, and they became resistant to avian influenza infections.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like a cure. Am I missing something?
Well, it's not quite there yet. When the chickens were exposed to higher concentrations of the virus, there were some breakthrough infections. But here's where it gets interesting. It turned out that the virus was just figuring out new pathways toward infection, or else it was adapting to the edited proteins. So back to the CRISPR drawing board.
So more gene editing.
Yep. Chickens that were edited to basically remove the whole ANP32 family of proteins showed no virus activity. And that means it's not just about a single edit. The study shows that multiple edits can potentially give these chickens full protection against the virus.
So, okay, we have to edit all the chickens?
There are a couple of caveats. There are a few concerns about the overall health and fitness of the chickens with so many edits. Like, removing those proteins could end up making them more vulnerable to other diseases. It's just too soon to tell. But there are a couple exciting things about the study. First, it proves it's possible to use genome editing to give chickens resistance to diseases. But it also gives scientists a new window into the behavior of the virus itself, which will help them develop even more effective treatments.
Okay, I mean, that's great news for the farmers.
Even better news for chickens. Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up. Researchers from the University of Colorado found that retraining the brain's perception of chronic back pain can significantly reduce its intensity. Their study revealed that 2/3 of participants treated with pain reprocessing therapy, which shifts beliefs about the source of pain, reported being nearly pain-free post-treatment. Turns out the mind plays a powerful role in how we experience pain.
The European common frog was thought to be passive during mating, but a new study shows they have surprising mate avoidance behaviors. When confronted by unwanted male attention, the female frogs turn their bodies, emit release calls, and even play dead.
Researchers utilized the groundbreaking CRISPR/Cas9 technology to genetically edit chickens, making 9 out of 10 of them resistant to avian influenza virus infections. This pioneering study paves the way for potentially safeguarding global poultry industries and diminishing threats of bird-to-human flu pandemics. Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we would love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.